Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from beautiful, cloudy, overcast Southern California, which is nice because we kind of had Indian summer. Right? Can't be beggars, can't be choosers. Hope you're having a spectacular day. We are. So apparently the Browns are really frustrated, or maybe Odell Beckham Jr. is really frustrated. The Browns lost for the 17th straight time to the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. They're in the same division. Haven't won there since 2003. So by my estimation, that's 17 times. OBJ threw a fit in the sidelines because he was benched. He took off his helmet and his shoes. And this is what he said earlier today.
I'm pissed. And at this point, I really don't care to keep trying to make myself look like a good guy into the world and all that. I am who I am. I got pulled out of the game. The coach said this was the best decision. You know, it's 8 minutes left. And for me, I'd rather take my open like a man. I'd rather take my win the same way. There's people who have plenty of rings and consider the GOAT, and they do things on the sideline, and other people do things on the sideline, and they get away with it. And it's classified as passion because they may have something behind their legacy or whatever it is.
Whatever it is. It's called a history of success. It's called a history of buying into what a team is about. He's basically the football version of Kyrie Irving, only he hadn't actually won crap, and Kyrie at least has hit a big shot and won an NBA championship. Just the idea of he came out and said, well, you know, I'm tired of losing the good team. Like, dude, you're 4-2. 4-2. You had a big touchdown to the house against the Dallas Cowboys. Where were you? What you're saying is, I don't care if we win. We got to win with me involved. And I don't care if we lose. We just got to lose with me involved. But, you know, they got differences, and they got the GOAT. And yes, it's completely different when, even if you didn't play a different position, if you'd actually won a playoff game before. Like, bro, I don't know if you know the way this thing goes, but it does feel like OBJ, when you have Stephen A. Smith, who, look, Stephen A. ain't calling NFL guys the way that most of us call NFL guys. If he did, he wouldn't be making some of the mistakes and saying some of the things about NFL players. But he's saying a free OBJ, and now we get close to the trade deadline, and he says, I'm tired of being the nice guy. It's pretty obvious. OBJ's like, I want out of Cleveland. He wasn't thrilled about being there. Then he said he wanted to win, but he didn't show up for OTAs. Then they had a bad season. Now they're having a good season, and he's a malcontent. He wants to be elsewhere. Do you know how this thing works? When you go from the Giants, well-respected organization, to the Browns, like, they don't trade you to a good team. You understand that, right? They don't go like, oh, hey, do you want to play for the Chiefs? Or do you want to play for the Seahawks? No, it's not the way it works. You get traded to, like, the Jaguars. That's what they stick you in football purgatory. You want to screw us? We paid you all that money and we were winning and you want it out? Fine. We'll send you to the worst. We'll send you to the Jets. You want to be back in New York? Have fun. Go for it. They got multiple first round picks. We'll take one for you. So, and look, there is what was past as precedent. There is Stephon Diggs didn't like Kevin Stefanski's style. He thought they ran the football too much. And he got himself traded and run out of Minnesota, and now he's in Buffalo. And I'm sure that's what OBJ is thinking. Hey, I'll be that same guy. But when the Giants give you a big contract and bail on you, when the Browns bring you in and then they would bail on you, you start to run out of options. But more than anything, this idea that you want to somehow compare yourself with Tom Brady, because that's who the GOAT is in that conversation, right? You want to compare yourself to Tom Brady. One, you're not a quarterback. Everything is different when you're the quarterback. Everything. It's like lead singer to bass player. You can be the world's greatest bass. Who's the world's greatest bass player, Ramos?
Greatest bass player of all time? Yeah. Ooh, boy, that's a tough one. There's a lot of good ones out there.
But do you think people actually know?
Probably not.
No. Like, who's the bass player for Van Halen?
Well, it was Michael Anthony.
Right. Who do people might know better, Michael Anthony or Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth?
Probably Sammy Hagar, okay. David Lee Roth, yeah.
Right? David Lee Roth, they can do that. Like, he's David Lee Roth. He's the lead singer. Yes, Tom Brady can do other things. You know why? Because he's Thomas Edward Patrick Brady. He's got six Super Bowl wins. Six. Six. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you're not being judged on one action. That's the big thing. Like, look, if it was one bad day, you're like, hey, you know what? They're frustrated. They get their butts kicked by the Steelers. The Steelers always beat them. Baker doesn't appear to be good enough. Like, I get it. But when you have the woman in the room with the cocaine in New York, the trade from New York, the boat before the playoff game in New York, the kicking net thing in New York, you know, getting in a fight with Josh Norman when he was in New York. Then he gets to Cleveland and he no-shows on OTAs. The disaster that was last season. He wasn't on the same page as his quarterback, partly because he wasn't at OTAs. A lot of the rumors going around about him wanting out for a long time. You know, wearing the watch last year and then acting like, what's the big deal with the watch? Well, nobody else wears a watch. Probably for a reason. It's against the uniform code. Duh. Right? So, you have all of these things. Then you have a GM who didn't trade for him and a head coach who didn't trade for him. So they have no tie to him either. Most of them and the big meat of his contract's been paid. I understand. All he's trying to do is get traded and get a new contract. Pretty obvious. But careful what you wish for because you might get sent to football purgatory. But we're really comparing ourselves to Tom Brady or to anybody else? And to somebody who thinks a nobody says anything. People say something to Tom Brady. Like Tom Brady was pissed when they lost to the Bears. He didn't shake Nick Foles' hands. They're still asking Nick Foles about it. Let's not act like Brady doesn't get criticism. And here's Tom Brady, who's taken less money to allow his team with the Patriots to have more talent for years. Hadn't missed OTAs, doesn't miss practice, never out of shape, comes through in the clutch. And the things that Tom Brady has done were for the Patriots and now for the Buccaneers. The thing that Odell Beckham Jr. wants are for Odell Beckham Jr. Pretty obvious.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Perk up your ears for Farmers Policy Perks. From discounts to added benefits, you can get a whole lot of something. Get a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Here's the thing I saw. Alex Rodriguez has come out what's the word I'm looking for? He's against this idea of an opener, right? And you know, he likes to say that it's all based upon the fact that you have managers using analytics, you know, and it's the analytics that are like the end of baseball guys being baseball guys, and we need to have starters. Again, I'm paraphrasing a little bit. Tyler Gonsolin was the starter yesterday for the LA Dodgers. He took the loss.
That's correct.
And
Tony
Gonsolin. And I actually don't. This is me being critical of Alex Rodriguez. He's a great player. I'm not sure he knows exactly how it works. Like, we make this, we do this thing where we parachute in and take a little snippet away, and that becomes our analytics conversation, right? And I think that's really unfair. Really unfair. Because the truth is that the opener thing, while it not only sometimes works, there's a bigger play at part there for the Dodgers. You tell me if I'm wrong, guys. I look at it, and I think the Dodgers are looking at this not as a two-game series, but as a seven-game series. And so while, yes, it's you don't have the name pitcher, and Blake Snell was a very good pitcher last night. He did an excellent job. I mean, his breaking stuff as a lefty is just fantastic. The Dodgers are looking at it going like, okay, you use Blake Snell in game two. Now we have Walker Buehler. Then we have Julio Urias. And then you have Clayton Kershaw. Like, this is all part of the plan. Instead of using everybody on short rest and not getting the best out of our best pitchers, now we got a chance to use Walker Buehler a day earlier. Now we get, what, an extra day off today. Then you get Walker Buehler on full rest, and he's had that blister problem anyway. You get the chance to have Walker Buehler for six or seven innings, as opposed to if you used him last night, you're getting him 2 days earlier. And then if you use Walker Buehler again, you're kind of jamming him back in. They look at the whole picture, and that's the plan that they come up with. It's not analytics over manalytics. It's not letting a computer decide. And, oh, yeah, by the way, a little bit of this is what's happened in the NFL, which is we play video games our whole life. If you play video games, you go back to the old RBI baseball, you could start a closer and just constantly use guys for a couple innings here, a couple innings there. Now, does it sometimes backfire on you? Absolutely. Because not every guy pitches up to the peak of their production every time you go to the bullpen. It doesn't happen that way. So I look at it and I think to myself, I understand it. I don't think they're totally using all analytics. I think it's more looking at the big picture. And yes, they lost the game. Totally true. They lost the game. But just because you lose a game with the idea of having an opener doesn't mean the opener is a bad idea. It just means you lost the game. Is that, am I making sense there?
Completely. Yes.
Oh. Okay. I mean, again, I'm not sitting here trying to attack Alex Rodriguez, but we have this thing to where, you know, it's like every time we go into studio, it's like, man, what are they doing? All these new age guys, this new way of thinking. Like, okay. I mean, we saw this with the Golden State Warriors. They shoot too many threes. They sure made a lot. Oh, yeah, by the way, when the Warriors won their first championship, they were the best defensive team in the league. And yes, they shoot threes, but they also shoot layups. And he who makes the most layups usually wins. And oh, yeah, by the way, we do this with the NFL. Ah, you got to be able to run the football. Remember the Patriots? Brady's second Super Bowl, they almost never ran it. It was all dink and dunk passing. You know, you can't win that way. Yeah, you can. You absolutely can. You know, yes.
Funny because, you know, and Dan will attest to this, last year's or 2 years ago's Brewers team, that was their whole game plan, right? Was they would pitch the starter for two or three innings and bring somebody else in. And the Royals,
or one batter, you know.
Or one batter, right? And the Royals, who won the World Series 2 years before that, their whole World Series was pitcher by committee. I mean, it was so...
I thought the
nothing new.
I thought the Royals was... They were just trying to get to their bullpen as soon as they could. When you could get to... And now I'm totally blanking on the names, but when you could get to
Ozuna,
but the point being is you needed to get to the sixth and seventh inning so you could turn it over to your bullpen, and that was the best point. Where I think, you know, like a team like the Brewer, maybe they were just trying to get to Hader, but I don't think anybody's trying to get to Kenley Jansen. You know, like,
no.
Right? You know?
No. Though, you know, he's pitched two good outings. I was actually shocked that those two games he pitched, he was really, really good. So I don't know if that was a turning point for him or if it just happened to be luck. I don't know.
Doug, you know, in the way that you put it, and to have the Dodgers to be like, okay, we could have Walker Buehler, you know, have him twice in the series on the rest that we want him to have, as opposed to maybe not having our pitchers have the rest. I compare it to, and I don't know if it's a perfect analogy, but when the Seahawks and Patriots were playing in Super Bowl 49, the whole Marshawn Lynch 1 yard sort of thing, Pete Carroll, I think, in the way that he thought of the plays, thought, I want to make sure we have four cracks at this, because they had the first down and goal at the five,
right?
Instead of being like, we need to punch it in right now. That they he looked at it like, I need to have four opportunities and make sure that New England doesn't know what we're doing on each of these opportunities, as opposed to saying, all right, I'm only going to have three plays here, and they're going to know what's a run and a pass. So that's how they weighed it. Where I look at the Dodgers is saying, all right, if we put Buehler now, does that put us in a different situation later? And is he 100% Walker Buehler, or is Clayton Kershaw 100%? And they weighed those sort of things and decided, all right, if we have our best guys at our best, we think we can beat the other team, and this is how we do it, and we have seven games to do it.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I, you know, it's funny. It's like there's some things that are lost. Like, let's go back to that Seattle Patriots World Series. I mean, it's the Super Bowl. People don't forget, like, I was watching the game thinking the Patriots should let them score because they weren't calling timeouts and the clock was running.
Yeah.
Right? They should have let them, like, those of us who grew up playing Madden, you're like, well, let them score. You get the ball back. You got a chance to, you still got a chance to tie the game. But they didn't, and they were very fortunate that they ran a passing play that Malcolm Butler read and you know, it was a bad throw from Russell Wilson, and they end up picking it off. But the what we do is, because Seattle lost, well, Daryl Bevel called a bad play, right? And because the Patriots won, well, Bill Belichick's a genius. Well, I actually think Bill Belichick, I mean, we did this, honestly, when Duke beat Butler for the national championship. Do you remember what the final score was? How many they won by?
Was it two?
Two. Too. And that's why the Gordon Hayward three-quarter shot would have won the game. People forget, Brian Zubek was at the line. He made the first, and Coach K had him miss the second because, and this was a bizarre answer he gave afterwards, because he knew Brad Stevens had all these, you know, full-court inbounds plays. Like, there's no magic play there. You're not any, you might be slightly more likely to get a clean look, but if you were down three, that shot ties the game. You take losing, unless you get fouled on a three, which isn't going to happen, that it takes losing off the table. And Coach K, after the game, essentially admitted it was a mistake. It was an absolute mistake to intentionally miss a free throw, because now it put losing back part of the equation. So just because you win does not mean you made the right decision, and just because you lose doesn't mean you made a wrong decision. And I think that's a perfect case of the Dodgers. Even if they lose this series, you go back and go, well, you know, game two. Look, they had plenty of opportunities last night, game two. Cody Bellinger. Remember, they brought in the lefty, and he struck out Cody Bellinger looking, right? I mean, it's masterful managing by Tampa, because you got to face three batters, and, you know, they just got to the lefty part of the lineup and bring in a lefty-lefty where you only, you know, it's either three batters or the end of the inning. So I think what happens is we get this confirmation bias. Something works out that we agree with, and we're like, yep, see, I was right. And I don't think that was right. I think the Dodgers know exactly what they're doing. Yes, they had they have less chance of winning last night starting an opener as opposed to a traditional starter. On the other hand, having Walker Buehler and Clayton Kershaw on full rest gives them, as you pointed out, a much greater opportunity to win those two games. You're up 3-1 in a series. Again, the likelihood is you win that series. Unless, of course, you're playing the Dodgers and you're the NLCS. Let's get to Dan Byer and find out what else is going on. Dan, what do you got?
Adjust your schedules, football fans. Now, Week 7 starts tonight. Giants and Eagles in Philadelphia. Coverage on Fox starts at 7:30 Eastern. It's the back end of the schedule that you're going to have to change. Buccaneers and Raiders no longer on Sunday Night Football. It's going to be a Sunday afternoon kick, 4:05 Eastern time in Las Vegas. The move was made to switch the Buccaneers and Raiders game with the Seahawks-Cardinals game to make sure that there was a Sunday Night Football game, because we aren't entirely sure Buccaneers and Raiders will be played coming up on Sunday. So the Seahawks and Cardinals now move to NBC for the Sunday night game at 8:20 Eastern time. The NFL continues to look into whether the Raiders followed COVID-19 protocols. Trent Brown placed on the reserve list yesterday. Their offensive line, the rest of it placed on the reserve list today. Jonathan Abram also going to be placed on the reserve list as the league and union investigate whether they followed the protocol. Specifically, Brown not wearing his tracking device, which is making this somewhat difficult to figure out who all Brown may have come into contact with. Raiders also reportedly not wearing masks in required areas. quite a developing situation in Las Vegas. Ravens working out free agent wide receiver Dez Bryant, and the team could sign him pending his physical, according to the NFL Network. Bryant last appeared in an NFL game in 2017. Ravens also acquired defensive end Yannick Ngakoue from the Vikings for a third-round pick in 2021 and a conditional fifth-round pick in 2022. Vikings defensive end Daniil Hunter, and not going to play anymore. Season-ending surgery on his back, so the Vikings do not have him this season. I mentioned Giants and Eagles coverage on Fox, 7:30 Eastern time. Quick check-in on the Zozo Championship in golf. Sebastian Munoz, Kevin Kisner, and Matthew Fitzpatrick lead at 7-under. Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson already 10 shots back at +3. Doug, back to you.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Super Bowl champion Dwight Freeney joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Dwight, a lot of things I want to get to. Let's start with Odell Beckham Jr., super, super talented player. They lose to the Steelers, 17th consecutive year they lost to the Steelers in Pittsburgh. He's taken out of the game with 8 and change to go. He takes off his helmet and his cleats, and now he says he's done being the nice guy. He's tired of losing. They're 4-2 on the year. What's your reaction?
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, it looks like it's going to be, you know, the same thing that we've seen from Odell, right? You know, and what people have been saying about Odell is, look, you know, he might be a great talent on the field, but we worry about some of his locker room stuff maybe or off the field stuff maybe. And I think that it can hurt them. I mean, Cleveland is 4-2. That is not bad. That is really not bad, man. And, you know, for us to be talking about a 4-2 team right now in Cleveland, you know, it's an amazing thing right now based on where they have been. So what we don't need or what Cleveland doesn't need right now is any rifts or anything to cause this thing to go in the opposite direction. Because as you know, in this league, things can go in the opposite direction very quickly. All right, so I just hope that Odell just, you know, hey, maybe that was just a moment in time. You know, maybe he's talking about not being so nice and just being a little bit more disciplined maybe with certain things, with certain players or something like that. I hope that's what he means. But if it's not any of those things, you know, it could be disaster for Cleveland.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's interesting. You know, he's like, well, hey, basically said Tom Brady yells at guys in the sidelines. What's the, you know, why is it any different for me? Like, quarterback and 6-time Super Bowl champion and wide receiver early on in his career are completely different. Is that fair?
Well, not necessarily. It's not completely different. It just depends on what his positioning is on that organization and that team, and is it valid reasons to why he's, you know, barking at guys and telling guys what's going on. So understand, there's only one Tom Brady, right? You know, he's won 6 Super Bowls. So every team in the National Football League doesn't have a Tom Brady who's won Super Bowls, but you definitely have guys on each and every team who will speak up and try to get guys doing the right things and making sure that you kind of play how you practice or your mentality or whatever that is without Super Bowls. So what I'm going to say is I don't know what Odell actually means by what he's saying. But if it is from a leadership standpoint and he does it the right way, it's not a problem. If it's anything like how it's been reported of how it was with the Giants and how it was just disruptive to the organization, then obviously that is a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Dwight Freeney joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the Cowboys? You know, look, they just have been crushed by injuries, but there's on film apparently just a lack of effort from some of these guys, and you have some unnamed sources saying, hey, we're not being well coached. What do you think of the situation with a new coaching staff that has failed to apparently impress some of the players, and maybe that's, at least by some people's estimation, why they're not playing hard?
Well, I think it's a mixture of two things. You know, you bring in a new coach, that new coach system needs for the players to buy into it, okay? So you got to have a coach in a system that the players buy into. All right. The players have to, you know, go out and put out their best effort, regardless of whether they like the system or not, truth be told. All right. So you got players out there that aren't giving their all. Okay. I don't care what the system is. you have a job to do, and NFL still stands for not for long, which means that you are expendable. So if you're not out there giving it your all, I don't care what system it is. I don't care what it is. You know, if you like it, it doesn't matter. You will be gone and you will be looking for work somewhere else. Okay. So I think, at least from the player perspective, I can speak on definitely is you got to give it your all no matter what it is. Okay. Now, from a coaching staff perspective, look, you got to put your players in the best positions to succeed. Okay. And it's your job, and it all comes down to you not doing your job if they're not winning. Regardless of whatever you think is the best system in the world, if your team isn't playing well, it's your fault. So it's really up to Dallas to figure out what's happening and figuring out that mess. But it's really the coaches that need to figure it out, because it's their job to figure that out.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, then you have Aaron Rodgers. That thing was going so well, right? I mean, they're kicking butt. Defense looks good. Offense looks good. They're up 10-0 against Tampa. He throws a pick six and the just house of cards. How hard is it to turn that thing back around when all of a sudden it sours on you one game?
Well, and that's the thing is where people have these moments where, you know, or the fans have these moments more or less where you lose one game and it's like, oh my goodness, what is going on? Fire in the house. You know, there's a panic button that gets pushed. Look, it's one game, okay? This wasn't the playoffs, okay? This was a regular season game that they got beat pretty badly, all right? That does not mean that everything that they have done prior to means nothing. It actually means everything that they did prior to, you know what, got them into position to where, though, we can talk about why or what's going on with this game and why they lost. But I've always said this. Sometimes you learn more from games that you lose, right? Badly or just lose, period, than games that you win. Because when you win games, sometimes you gloss over obvious or things that you normally would have a problem with from maybe a system perspective, a player perspective, performance, whatever it is, and just chalk it up to, well, we won, so it doesn't really matter as much, all right? But when you lose, you nitpick and look at every single detail to make sure it doesn't happen again. And when you lose bad, it's even worse, all right? So I don't necessarily think this is a bad thing for them.
I tend to agree with you, and Aaron Rodgers seems to agree with you as well. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Some of these teams, like you get the Patriots, they don't practice because of COVID concerns, and they look terrible. You get the Titans, they don't practice because of COVID concerns, and they look great. How hard do you think it is for some of these guys when they might practice, they might not, they might have a game, they might not?
Well, it's tough. I mean, this is a new world, right? You know, and it's just kind of crazy. Like, I don't even know. This 2020 year, man, and trying to figure out who's playing, who's not, who's sick, who's not. It's tough. And I think that each team is different. You know, you can't just have a blanket, well, hey, the Tennessee Titans didn't practice and they played well, so you know, that's the formula. Or, look, the Patriots didn't practice and they played bad, so we're going to have to practice no matter what. I think it's just going to have to be a case-to-case, you know, kind of study or thing with each individual team, to where as though that coach is going to have to test the temperature, no pun intended, like of that team, and say, hey, you know what? I think we'll be okay this week not practicing. And other teams, he's going to have to really check the temperature and say, hey, my boys need to go out there and practice because we got a lot to get better on. So it doesn't matter.
Dwight, okay, so what are you doing with EA Sports? You're partnering with EA Sports Madden?
Yeah, man. You know what? Me being retired, it's like I got so much free time on my hands, man. So I was actually thinking, I said, you know what? Let me bring this thing back. I used to be a huge gamer back in the day. 2003, 2004, I used to play Madden. You know, I had all types of time when I was 21, 22 years old. And obviously, when you get older, you know, that time doesn't just appear like that. It's just really hard to find that time. Well, now I'm retired again, and I got all my friends, now because of the pandemic, right, texting me, hey, when are you going to get back in the sticks? So I got tired, right, of the trash talk that I'm getting through the text message. So I said, you know what? Right now, people are right now, the only way that we're getting together right now is either from some type of digital way, virtually, you know, virtually. So my thing is about community, trying to get guys together. You know what? Let me start this Madden tournament, you know, online, to where so guys get online and they can talk all the smack and try to back it up. So right now I'm partnering with, you know, doing things with Brand Jordan. They're coming up with custom sneakers. We got EA Sports being a part of this thing. This is something that I actually loved doing when I was a kid. So I'm putting on this tournament. They can follow me, you know, they can any of my social media channels. They figure out more information. I'm probably going to do this thing in January, February, and actually launch it. But it's going to be something fun, man, and really getting people together digitally. And you get to kind of get an opportunity to really talk trash, you know, and really show your skills in the game of Madden.
Awesome stuff. Dwight, man, good to hear your voice. Great to catch up. Let's talk again soon, and thanks for being our guest.
Oh, man, thank you for having me. You guys take care.
Pleasure is all mine. On November 6th and 7th, the world's best thoroughbreds will compete in the 14 exhilarating races worth $31 million in purses and awards at the Breeders' Cup World Championships. Learn more at the Breeders' Cup Championships at BreedersCup.com/2020. Will baseball be back to normal in 2021? Find out next. But first, a word from Farmers.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacement. So if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policy, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Perk up your ears for Farmers Policy Perks. From discounts to added benefits, you can get a whole lot of something. Get a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings. If the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA. Let's get to the press.
The press.
Dan Beyer, what do you got?
Representative Beyer of Virginia.
Doug, on this off day of the World Series, we will start with baseball. Minneapolis Star Tribune saying that the plan for next season for Major League Baseball is to have the DH be in the American League only, as it has been in years past. Obviously, for this year's shortened season, it was available in both leagues. The report says that the league and union could agree on a move to allow it in both leagues. That would override what the current CBA has, which would be the DH and the AL only, through the expiration of the CBA, which is in 2021. So yesterday we were talking about maybe some of the changes that baseball could keep, with Rob Manfred saying the expanded playoffs, the runner on second and extra innings. Now it looks like the DH could be the same next season, but after that, who knows?
Wait, so the DH is the same next season?
So the DH would be American League only, back again
normal
season.
It would revert back.
Yes, yes. But there are some that I think felt that after this shortened season that we would never see the pitcher hit again in Major League Baseball. And that
did we miss the pitcher hitting? Did anybody go like, you know what I miss? I miss the sure out. Yeah, I miss the easy out. Easy out! I will tell you, what is Choi's name?
G-Man Choi.
Did you see him hit the ball through the shift? They had
yes,
literally had four dudes on the right side of the field. Four, nobody on the left side. They're like, why don't you just bunt? And someone's like, why don't you just bunt or just like nub it the other way and run? And you know what? He pulls it and he hits it right in between like two dudes in the shift.
It reminds me of when you play pool with a really good player and you're like, man, I've got nothing. And then they go, boom. Like, you know, they see
something you can't possibly see.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, that's very true. Very true.
This other note.
By the way, so do you like the DH or want the DH to go away permanently?
I actually like the race to get to the pitcher's spot. Like, in the National League?
I do too, but I also am like, I don't know. Yeah, miss it.
It's not as much about the the at-bats that the pitchers have. It's more of the strategy that leads up to it. St. Louis Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina took to social media today to express his displeasure of not being a finalist for the NL Gold Glove Award. Now, this is what Molina had to say. He's won 9 awards, but claims that he wasn't a finalist because they don't want him to tie Johnny Bench for second all-time with 10 awards. He just didn't know who they was because he wasn't sure on who actually nominates the finalists. But Yadier Molina says that
that's why.
It would
have been funny if he said, it's rigged, bigly.
It's,
you know, if it wasn't for the mail-in votes, I totally would have made it.
You know, it's something we joke about here in the hallways at Fox Sports Radio when somebody says, like, I'm sorry, they're wrong when talking about a sports take. And you're like, well, who's even saying that, idiotic? You know, like, the Jets should make the playoffs. I'm sorry, they're wrong. Well, nobody's saying that. Who's they? That seems to be the Yadier Molina post. By the way, Johnny Bench, as I mentioned, only second all-time because Pudge Rodriguez has 13 gold gloves. So it's not like Yadier Molina would, you know, overtake the top spot from Johnny Bench.
All Pudge, right. Steroid guy, by the way.
That's he was something else.
Skinny Pudge or thick Pudge? Which was
you? You know, I'll say this, like, Pudge in 2003 with the Marlins, because not that he was hidden in Texas and not that he was that much of a spotlight, but he was a spotlight in the playoffs, really showed his value in that 2003 World Series. So as great as his career was, I look back at that Marlins season in 2003 when you're like, okay, all right, this was Pudge. Whether it was juiced or not at the time, you're thinking like, all right, this guy's on another level. All right, the NFL has moved the Sunday night game, Bucks and Raiders, to a 4:05 Eastern time kick on Fox. Seahawks and Cardinals now will move into the Sunday night game on NBC.
Yeah, and that's because there's fears that the Raiders are going to have an outbreak, and if they have an outbreak or they can't fill the offensive line, then that game can be moved, and they have to have a game on Sunday night football.
Breakout. Isn't that anyway, Chargers quarterback Tyrod Taylor medically cleared to return from his punctured lung, which was caused by an injection from a team doctor.
He's just now cleared?
Yes. They did have a bye in week 6, so.
Still, it was supposed to be like 1 week.
The Ravens?
Yeah, he's not getting that job back, by the way, Anthony Lynn.
No, that's not happening. Ravens working out Dez Bryant today, pending the results of the physical, to be signed to the practice squad, according to the NFL Network.
Dez Bryant in a practice squad? Did not see that one coming. He is a really good blocker. That's one of the reasons that he has more value to them than he would other people. Of course, remember a couple years ago, he tore the Achilles tendon with the Saints.
Speaking of the Saints, wide receiver Michael Thomas did not practice today because of a hamstring injury that he suffered in workouts yesterday. Thomas, by the way, has played in one game this season.
Gets the big contract and ankle, attitude, hamstring?
Yeah, crazy because there was the ankle. Yeah, then, as you said, the punch. And he hurt that ankle late in that game against the Buccaneers when I believe that the Saints kind of had the game already wrapped up.
Right.
But Joe Mixon missing practice today because of a foot issue. Bengals will take on the Browns coming up on Sunday. Second time these two teams have faced each other. Remember, they played a Thursday night game in week 2. Cleveland won that one, I believe, by 5, 35-30. But Joe Mixon banged up in Cincinnati.
It's interesting on Joe Mixon. You want to talk about a guy who's personally, you know, turned around. You know, no one talks about his past. Obviously, live long enough and don't get in any trouble and people forget about it.
Doug, in golf, we mentioned this down the road that Sherwood Country Club is hosting the Zozo Championship, and it's been a tough, tough day for the likes of Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. As for Phil, he is at +3 right now, as is Tiger. They are tied for 74th in a 78-player field with one of the players withdrawing. That would be Gary Woodland. What should be noted is Tiger, maybe for the first time in his career, bogeyed 3 par fives today on his first round.
Wow. Remember, he used to dominate, just crush par fives. That's what he ate on.
Yes, yes. Masters coming up again in a few weeks.
It's crazy. That's the press.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
Debater of football. What are you watching tonight, Byer?
I'll probably have the football game on my phone with the debate on the TV.
Do you like the muting thing?
Yeah, because it's just pure chaos then.
The other way, it's pure chaos.
Well,
I mean, I'm interested to see how it works because I do think it helped Biden that he kept interrupting last time because it was just, you know, like to anybody who's trying to listen, you're like, I can't listen to what he says because Trump keeps interrupting. And he was so confrontational with Wallace that it was just really, really hard. It's really hard to come away with any sort of good feelings, even if he made good points.
They should have challenge flags.
That would be awesome.
They throw
right,
it
like
out.
Sports were. They should definitely have intros.
Trump would throw it in Biden's face.
They should definitely have intros. Michael Buffer, no, or his brother actually would be even better in terms. Bruce Buffer, right? Bruce Buffer grabbing the microphone. The president, Donald J. Trump, right? Like that would be amazing coming out of the smoke. Right, coming out of the smoke, the mask on. Put a Bane mask on tonight. That's what I do. Eagles win tonight. Big Stug Gottlieb show, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.